As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
I noticed a pattern with their health, and, you know, they weren't people who really worked out a lot or ate healthy. And I didn't want to continue that cycle. There's a lot of cycles I just didn't want to continue in general, whether it was like, you know, financially how they were or mentally how they were. Also with their health, I wanted to be that person who kind of changed, you know, break generational curses and just kind of made the change. And I wanted to live a healthier lifestyle because I want to live long. And if I have children, I want them to live long, and I want them to understand that eating better and being physical in the gym, you know, is just so good for your health.
Leanna Blount is an African-American and Puerto Rican Bronx native trying to make a change in her community. She is paving the way, making vegan comfort food in the very way our mamas, nanas, and abuelitas made, but better. Black Rican Vegan is a pop-up that puts a vegan twist on soul food and Puerto Rican cuisine to vegan desert areas. Black Rican Vegan offers delivery and pickup service and pop-ups through New York City and other states. The Black Rican Vegan concept was born during the COVID pandemic. Something that started as a hobby evolved into a full-blown business, showcasing her passion of creating many traditional dishes, but with a vegan twist. In this episode, you get to meet Leanna Blount, hear her story of how she became vegan, how it evolved into an entire brand, a little bit about her childhood, and how you can learn how to make delicious Puerto Rican and soul food. Hello, Leanna Blount. Welcome to Veggie Doctor Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, this is super exciting. I got a copy of your cookbook that was released this year, and it is just mouthwatering. I'm actually Panamanian, so I'm from Panama, and we have a lot of similar things. Like wandu, pigeon peas, is my favorite bean. So arroz con wandu, we do arroz con wandu y coco in Panama. Ooh, is like great.
Nice.
So I can't wait to try some of these recipes. They look amazing. But let's start from the beginning. Why and when did you become vegan?
So I started my vegan journey back in 2016. This was a time where it was my first time living alone. I made a schedule for myself to go to work and work out, work on my fitness. I just wanted to be healthier and be mentally strong. And I also kind of wanted to heal myself. So I started to like pick up self-help books. My friend at the time was vegan, so she was teaching me about like holistic lifestyle and how natural remedies is just more better for the body, and it could also aid in healing, like using natural remedies for on your body, in your body. So I just took an interest to it, and she would take me to eat at different vegan restaurants. And I've been the type that was never a picky eater, so I've always enjoyed the food that we would go out to eat. And she had recommended me to read a book called Skinny Bitch, and I read it, and I was really turned off by the way the animals were being processed before they hit our plate. And being that I was focused on how energy transfers and just a more holistic lifestyle. I couldn't see myself eating meat anymore. So I made the transition back then. And I think it's been like the biggest blessing of my life.
Wow, that's amazing. And it's actually pretty recent. You haven't been vegan for even 10 years. And mm-hmm. it must have been something that was meant to be for you because you've yeah. created an entire business and brand around it. So tell me the story about that, Black Rican Vegan. How did that come about?
Yeah, so when I was doing the whole holistic lifestyle and I was being super healthy. I've always loved to cook. So I would just post my healthy meals on Facebook back in 2016. And my friend at the time came over and I would always feed my friends. And he was like, you should meal prep. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. So I just kind of like jumped into meal prepping. I thought of a business name. My boss at the time was giving me a lot of business advice. And I would cook food at home. I would make meals. It was about 5 to 10 meals for a small amount of clients that I had. And then I would deliver it to wherever they lived. And that was mainly in the Bronx, New York. So as I was doing this, I started to create more vegan meals because that's what I was eating at the time. I was still cooking with meat, but I just wanted to eat my own vegan meals. And then I started to incorporate it in my menu that I have for meal prep. And a lot of my customers were interested in trying the vegan meals. So I just felt like it was a good thing. I was educating them and giving them something new that they weren't really used to eating, especially being vegan. And then I started to get a few vegan clients. And I thought of the name because I'm half Black and I'm half Puerto Rican. And at the time I was like, you know, I'm vegan now. And it just sounded good. And I had my friend made me up a logo, and I just had like this vision for it at the time, but I didn't execute it until 2020 when I was home more and I was cooking more vegan foods and posting it on my Black Vegan Vegan page that I had just made. And from there, it just kind of took off, and, you know, the name was truly aligned with who I am. It's truly aligned with who I am. And it's just been a hit since.
That's amazing. And then you've continued to cook for others. So it's not just the pictures of food that you're posting that you're eating for yourself. Like, you're actually preparing food for others. So yeah. Right now, tell me about what your business structure is like. Is it mostly pop-ups, or are you actually still doing like meal prep and that kind of thing?
So when I first started, I stopped doing prep to go because we had lost the kitchen during the pandemic, and Black Vegan Vegan was kind of taking off a little more. So I took that on just part-time, and I kind of left prep to go alone. The people who were following me were asking me to make a menu for them so they could try the food. So I posted a menu. I would take orders on Wednesday and then shop for the food Thursday and Friday after work because I was still working, and prepare the food. And then Saturday and Sunday, I was cooking the food and making deliveries. I did that for almost a year from my Bronx apartment. And then the demand started to grow more. My friend was pushing me out my comfort zone. She was like, you have to get a kitchen. So we rented a commercial kitchen and we started doing pop-ups. We started doing pop-ups in Miami, Los Angeles, Smorgasburg in New York, Uptown Night Market, Rock the Bells, Curl Fest. So we've been kind of rocking out as a pop-up for right now. We also do like catering and production, and we're doing our first brunch and dinner experience this Saturday.
Wow, you are a busy woman. Mm-hmm. I bet it felt amazing going from your Bronx kitchen. I'm assuming that your Bronx kitchen is not super huge, as most things in New York aren't. So going to an actual commercial kitchen probably felt amazing, huh?
Yeah. It allowed me to hire more people to help me prepare all the food, and it just gave me the space, and we was able to take on bigger events now that I had a bigger space and a team to execute and deliver all this food.
Yeah. You said you've always liked to cook. I read in your cookbook, you know, when you told your story at the beginning, that you've been cooking since you were a little girl. So tell me a little bit more about that. Like, who were your cooking inspirations, and when did you realize that you actually had a gift for this and you were able to use that gift to share it with other people?
I don't know. I went to a class. I was very young. I forgot what grade I was in. And we made pizza. And I just thought it was so much fun. So I had went home and I was messing with the flour and the water. I made a big mess because I was trying to make the pizza at home because I just had so much fun. And I liked the fact that we got to work with different ingredients and then we got to eat it afterwards. That was like, you know, amazing. And my mom, she's like, you're making a mess. What are you trying to make? I was like, I was trying to make pizza. I had dough and stuff all over my pans. So after that, my mom, she was always like the host of all the parties. So our home was where our whole family would come for all the gatherings, birthday parties, events, holidays. And it was her and my uncle who would do most of the cooking. So I would just go to the kitchen, ask what they were making, and ask if I could help. I made a few mistakes, but it was always fun to me. My uncle, he always had a passion for cooking, and he would be so excited about the things he would create, and I would just try it, and it would taste good. So I think my love for cooking just grew naturally, and it grew with, you know, them teaching me how to cook and seeing how it brings the family together, and, you know, it's delicious, and people come to our home because, you know, we're the hostess, and, you know, they take food to go. So I always just felt like it was something really special about it, and it allowed me to be creative. And my mom, she would work, she was going to work. She was a young, you know, single mother. She was going to work during the day and then going to school at night. So be it that I knew how to cook, she would leave out meat and she's like, cook something for yourself and your siblings. And I would do just that. And I did that for years. And my friends would come over and I would cook for them. I still have friends who would contact me to this day. Like, I remember you was the first one who made me grits. Like, I would never forget that memory. It's like, I have so many friends who tell me, like, it was their first time ever eating something that I made for them. And that just, like, feels super special for me.
That's amazing. Well, I'd love to know what your favorite vegan creation has been, whether it's, you know, a more of a Puerto Rican traditional thing or something different. What have you made that you remember having non-vegan, but then you veganized it and you were like, oh my gosh, this is the best?
I would definitely say it would have to be my jackfruit pernil or my jackfruit chicharrón. The jackfruit pernil is like a take on the Puerto Rican pernil, which is pork shoulder. And I would see like certain vegans use jackfruit to do like barbecue sliders. And I'm like, okay, well, if they're using it as a pork substitute, pernil is a pork, and maybe I could use jackfruit as a pernil substitute. So the idea kind of came about that way. And that was actually one of the first recipes that I had posted, and people couldn't believe that it was vegan. So I would say that dish kind of like changed my life.
That's amazing and so creative for you to be like, okay, well, let me apply it in this way. And I think that's what it takes, is just that courage and that creativity to try new things and to play around with things and not be afraid in the kitchen. So I think you definitely have that. You have that spirit of curiosity and courage in the kitchen. You've obviously been very successful and people love your food. And I can tell a lot of your pop-ups and events, they're selling out. Have you gotten to a point ever where you're like, oh my gosh, this is exhausting. It's overwhelming. I don't know if I want to cook this much for so long. Have you had any of those feelings?
All the time. All the time. I would call my friends or I'd call my mom crying. And now she makes fun of me. She's like, you know, it's not normal if I don't get at least one phone call from you every month saying that you want to give up. Because it does become a lot. And you know, I always want to try to give the people what they want. And we're still such a small team working with, you know, in the commercial kitchen that we have to pay like a lot of money for hourly. And we're still trying to work our way up to a brick and mortar. So Black Wicked Vegan, I mean, I'm blessed that it has expanded and, you know, it continues to grow. But the demand gets hard to reach sometimes, especially when I'm still the one like mainly in the kitchen cooking most of the food, and people want me to come to this pop-up and that pop-up, or come to this state or come to this event. So it does become a lot. But I don't know. I just feel like I sacrifice so much to make this work. And I do have my moments where I cry, but then I just allow myself to cry and then I just get back to work. Like, okay, well, you know, if I feel overwhelmed or if this is exhausting, what can I do to pivot? Or where am I not asking for help? How can I get support? What can I do differently? How can I make time for myself? And then, you know, when I'm feeling good, put that energy into the business so that people could truly get the best of me.
I know you're busy. So am I. But do you have 2 minutes? If you have just 2 minutes, you have enough time to eat healthy, nutritious meals. The solution to your overscheduled life is Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. These meals are chef-crafted, fresh, and never frozen, and they are delivered straight to your doorstep. They offer a weekly menu of 35 options, including vegan and veggie meals. They also have 60 add-ons each week, including breakfast, snacks, and beverages like smoothies and juices. The fresh juice shots are so good. This week, I got to try the peanut Buddha bowl that had sweet potatoes, broccoli, quinoa, veggies, and a yummy peanut sauce, and the tangy citrus tofu bowl that included cauliflower rice, sweet potato, tofu, edamame, chickpeas, and a tangy citrus sauce. They were super yummy. My husband and my son loved them too. The meals feature premium ingredients, and because they are fully prepared and ready to heat, it eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. It's an amazing option for those seasons in life that are particularly time constrained. You can also pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. In April, Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long and will use Earth Month Eats badges on their lowest carbon footprint meals. Are you ready to try Factor? Head to factormeals.com/DrYami50. That's DrYami50 and use code DrYami50. That's DrYami50 and get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code DrYami50 at factormeals.com/DrYami50. That's DrYami50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, delivering pre-portioned and prepped quality whole foods with limited process ingredients. Green Chef sends organic, fresh produce and chef-designed recipes in every box for satisfying, nourishing, and convenient meals that make it easy to stick to a healthy living routine. Find recipes for every lifestyle, including plant-based diets. Green Chef delivers quality whole foods with limited process ingredients, including low added sugar and sodium smart options. Choose from 80 plus flavor packed options and take back time in your kitchen with dinner ready in 30 minutes and lunch in 10. Try 15 plus new recipes every week. Green Chef will deliver everything you need to make convenient, wholesome, and delicious meals directly to your doorstep. Each meal kit includes pre-measured ingredients, some produce which is pre-chopped, and custom sauces that are pre-made in-house. They also provide the recipe cards, and the meals are really simple to make. It's a delicious, fresh, home-cooked meal without the hassle. We've really enjoyed using Green Chef, trying out all the delicious recipes, as well as saving time. It takes a lot of the work out of planning meals and gathering the proper ingredients so that you can just cook and enjoy your meal. It's a great option for busy families that want fresh, home-cooked, healthy meals to put on the table. And I know a lot of us worry about waste, and we do everything we can to reduce waste. So this may be one of your hesitations when subscribing to this type of service. Well, Green Chef also cares about the planet. April is Earth Month, and sustainability is a core to the Green Chef brand. Green Chef offsets 100% of delivery emissions and 100% of plastic in each box. Green Chef also partners with Plastic Bank to collect ocean-bound plastic pound for pound for every box they deliver. If you're frustrated by lack of time to eat healthy and you are ready to try Green Chef and see how easily you can integrate it into your healthy lifestyle, go to greenchef.com/IAmHuman50, that's IAmHuman50, and use code IAmHuman50, IAmHuman50, to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. So go to greenchef.com/IAmHuman50 and use code IAmHuman50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with products intended to bring your mind and body back in harmony. They consider themselves a by women and for women company, and they now offer a nutrient-dense green powder called Daily NutriGreens. Myself and my staff here at Nourish Wellness all tried the Daily NutriGreens and we loved it. The Daily NutriGreens contain an immune antioxidant and detox blend along with prebiotics, probiotics, and over 35 fruits and veggies. It also contains other important nutrients such as B12, iron, zinc, and selenium. The Daily Greens are certified organic, and all you have to do is mix it with water, but you can also easily add to your smoothies, your oatmeal, or your baked goods. The Daily NutriGreens are vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO. And another bonus is that the packaging is compostable. Yay! When I tried the apple banana Daily NutriGreens, I was surprised by the pleasant and mild flavor. It was easy to prepare and drink and didn't leave any aftertaste. And I felt great afterwards. It's really easy to create a daily ritual around your green drink. Integrate it into your daily self-care routine. A green powder is one way to fill the gap in daily nutrition and is an easy and convenient way to get in your greens. These powders are a great way to add more nutrients into your diet during busy times, travel, and transitions in life when you don't have time or access to fresh green veggies. If you're interested in trying Equilibria's Daily NutriGreens, head to myeq.com and use code DRYAMI, that's DRYAMI, for 15% off Equilibria's Daily NutriGreens and much more. That's myeq.com and use code DRYAMI, DRYAMI, at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
Yeah, that's so important, I find, too, as a business owner and entrepreneur, that we are always taking a step back and thinking about how can I make this sustainable? Because obviously, if it's so popular, people love it. We're doing something for other people. We're bringing joy and health into their lives. But we don't want to do it at the expense of our own health and our own mental health and happiness. So taking a step back every once in a while and be like, okay, what do I need to do to make this into a marathon and not a sprint where I'm burned out? I've had to do that so many times because it's hard for me to learn that lesson. So just, you know, I identify with you a lot. Mm. Well, let's take a step back, because I know that in your book, you also wrote about, you know, you went through your own journey of wanting to find health and holistic living, that kind of thing. But what about your family? How has chronic disease impacted your family? And how has that affected your mission and your business and what you want to bring to other people?
Yeah. So, sometimes I feel like, I don't know if it's normal, but, I lost a lot of family members. I would say in the span of like 10 to 15 years, a lot of them who were close to me, like all my grandparents, my dad in 2020, my aunt in 2021, my sister, she suffers from sickle cell anemia. So it's like, I, you know, notice a pattern, like just like with their health, and, you know, they weren't people who really worked out a lot or ate healthy. And I didn't want to continue that cycle. There's a lot of cycles I just didn't want to continue in general, whether it was like, you know, financially how they were or mentally how they were, just, you know, also with their health. And I felt like I wanted to be that person who kind of changed, you know, break generational curses and just kind of made the change. And I wanted to live a healthier lifestyle because I want to live long. And if I have children, I want them to live long, and I want them to understand that, just eating better and being physical in the gym, you know, is just so good for your health, especially for mental health. I know when I work out, I feel good. And when I feel good, I'm able to do, you know, creative things and other things for other people. When I'm not at my best, I'm not able to do that. So I think it was just like a lot of unpacking and a lot of unlearning that I had to do. And that has helped me to kind of like separate from what I was used to seeing or how I was used to growing up, so that I could just be better myself and not continue certain patterns in my family. It's hard when, you know, you love these people and you're so close to them, and then the next day that they're gone, and then I feel like the family is just getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I love my family so much. My family, you know, it's like super big for me. I'm very big on family. I always want to be around my family. They have taught me so much. Even with food, I wouldn't even be here without them. So it was something definitely heartfelt for me and truly emotional. And I felt like my purpose was to just be better and to, you know, break those generational curses and try to build new habits for myself and for my family, and hopefully make an impact on the community for them to do the same.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, you started out asking, I don't know if it's normal or not. And sometimes we don't know, because if our whole life is a certain way, we don't know if that's the way it is for everybody. And I think that's why people just start to automatically believe, well, everybody in my family has diabetes, so obviously I'm going to get diabetes. Everybody in my family has heart disease, well, obviously I'm going to get heart disease, you know, and this is probably the way I'm going to die. But I think sometimes when we step outside of that and start questioning, well, is it really, do we really all have to get this? Then we can start asking those questions about how we can make changes in our own lifestyle. And you're right. When we do that, we're able to pass down this new norm. Like for my children, the norm is healthy eating, physical activity, getting plenty of sleep, managing your stress, meditation. Like that's normal to them, you know?
Yeah.
And so we create this new environment, this new vision board for life that we want to set for ourselves, but it is going to affect other people. It's going to trickle down into the people that we love and the people that are around us. So congratulations on being able to realize that and take a step beyond it and be like, I'm going to make a change because of love. It's because of love, because I love these people so much. And I love the future generations so much that aren't here. And I want to make that change. So congratulations.
Yes, for sure. Thank you.
So speaking about that, I find your journey super interesting, and your childhood growing up in the Bronx and New York City, and, you know, just such a like an exciting place filled with so much culture and vibrancy. So I'd love to hear, what do you appreciate most about your childhood?
I would say, you know, I grew up in a time where we weren't too much on phones. And I think that's kind of what helped me with my creativity, because I used to, my idea with, of a good time when I was younger was reading a lot of books, playing outside and cooking with my family. So I kind of just missed the connection that I had as a younger girl, just with my family, with your outside neighbors, connecting with, you know, the kids on the block. I think it's just hard to make those connections now. Everything is so social media heavy. I appreciate just making those memories with my family and being able to, like, have my friends come over at the time, my neighbors, and just cooking a meal for them and connecting in a more, like, physical way.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And I had a very similar childhood. There's no phones or computers, and so you just were pushed outside, go outside and play. And of course, I was also a bookworm as well, so I loved all the reading. Is there anything about your childhood that you would change if you could?
I feel like that's a tough question. There's a lot I wish I could change, but I think everything happens for a reason. It's just hard to say, honestly, because it's trauma. And there's some things I wish I didn't have to go through. But I think it has played a part in my journey, and it has made me the person who I am today. So I can't be, I guess, too mad about it. But if I could go back and change it, I would change certain things. Yeah.
No, I understand what you're trying to say, because I agree. Like, it's hard to go through some of those experiences because they were painful and because they affected us negatively for some time. But at the same time, they also shaped who we are and how we see the world. So taking them away would change essentially who we are as well in some ways. So it's hard to say, yeah, I don't really want to have to go through all that pain, but at the same time, it's taught me something, you know?
Yeah,
so I totally understand what you're trying to say there. Well, let's go back and talk a little bit about your brand. And I would just love to know what your hopes and dreams are for the future of Black Rican Vegan, or any other, you know, plans you have, any other goals you have. What are you envisioning?
Definitely open up our first brick and mortar in New York City. I would say that's a little shorter term goal. I'm trying to do that in the next year or two. Longer term, I've been, you know, asked to see my concept in certain airports, on beaches. So I would say just to continue to expand a franchise, Black Rican Vegan, maybe write another cookbook, try to get some products in stores, and just really build something beyond my wildest dreams. Just continue to expand franchise so that more people are able to get the service and get a touch of home. vegan with.
I love it. So since your release of the cookbook, what feedback have you heard? And for people who have never had Puerto Rican food before, where do you recommend they start? Like, what would be a good starter recipe for them to introduce them to Puerto Rican cuisine?
So the book has both soul food and Puerto Rican cuisine. So there's so many different type of people who could pick up this book and gain something from it. I would say if you're into the soul food, to start with maybe the mocktail recipe. That was a favorite and has been a favorite amongst my customers for a very long time. And for the Puerto Ricans, I would say to try the sofrito, because the sofrito is going to be the base for a lot of recipes in the cookbook. And once you get the sofrito down, you have that flavor and you'll have that palate amongst all the other recipes. And then you can just dive into different types of stuff, the reneo, the arroz con gandules, even the chopped cheese egg rolls. So I would say start with the sofrito for sure.
Yeah, I don't think you could go wrong with any of these recipes. They look completely amazing and delicious. So yeah, great job with that. What do you wish more people knew?
I wish more people knew that veganism is not intimidating and you can still get your protein eating a vegan diet. And I would also wish they knew that vegan food could be very flavorful and very delicious and very innovative and very creative. And there's more than just salads. And you could still have maybe the food you grew up eating just in a more conscious and better way.
Yes. Yes. That's so important to tell people, because there are so many people that still think vegan means salad, which is usually very low calorie density, not even like a hearty salad, just like a plain little side salad and maybe like an apple or a piece of fruit. Then they end up like hungry and starving. But really, I've had so many people on this show from so many different ethnic and cultural backgrounds, and they were able to find ways to bring all of their cultural dishes back to life using vegan ingredients. And sometimes they thought it was even better than the original. So yes, you know, not only is it possible, but it's delicious and it's more health promoting for us. So we can still have that best of both worlds. You know, you don't have to give up the food that you grew up loving.
Exactly. I totally agree.
Well, Leanna, this has been great. So please tell us where we can connect with you, how we can purchase your cookbook, maybe how people can find out about your pop-up so that they can go get the food cooked straight from you, which would be amazing. Yes. So tell us all of those details.
For sure. I'm mainly active on Instagram, but all our social medias is Black Rican Vegan, whether it's TikTok, Facebook, my email, info@blackricanvegan.com. You could buy the cookbook anywhere online, Target, Walmart, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles. It's available everywhere and it's also nationwide. And if you want to make a pop-up, just check out my Instagram or sign up to my newsletter on blackricanvegan.com.
Okay, that's very straightforward. Hopefully everybody will get a copy of this book. Lots of delicious recipes. And I'm so grateful for what you're doing. So thank you for sharing your journey and for being generous with your time and for being brave and stepping out and doing something like this. So keep up the great work. And I hope that you have a very plantastic day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Hey, veggie lover. I hope that you loved today's episode. Will you take a second and do me a huge favor? Please subscribe to my podcast so that you never miss an episode. You're the reason I'm here and I want to share it all with you. Thank you for listening and have a plantastic day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.